Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, March 14th. Canada has a new prime minister. New Liberal leader Mark Carney was sworn in as Canada's 24th prime minister this morning.
I, Mark Carney, do solemnly and sincerely swear that I shall be a true and faithful servant to His Majesty King Charles III as a member of His Majesty's Privy Council for Canada.
Carney appointed his new cabinet today. Dominic LeBlanc is International Trade and Intergovernmental Affairs Minister. Melanie Joly remains Foreign Affairs Minister, and Bill Blair is still Defense Minister. Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeault has been moved to Parks and Culture. François-Philippe Champagne is now the new Finance Minister. Chrystia Freeland is Transport Minister. A few previous cabinet ministers remain. Some are shuffled around, and there are some new ones. Carney gave a speech after being sworn in.
Canada's new government is focused on the things that matter most to Canadians: growing more higher-paying jobs, improving affordability, and making Canada more secure.
The town of Saugeen Shores has taken the American flag down at its arena in Port Elgin. A statement from Mayor Luc Charbonneau on social media says, because of the ongoing threats by the President of the United States against the economy and sovereignty of Canada, the American flag in the Plex has been taken down. Council briefly discussed tensions with the United States at its March 10th meeting. They directed staff to come back to Council with a report containing Buy Canadian recommendations to Council for them to debate. It's expected to come back to Council in a couple of weeks. Grey County is saying goodbye to its chief administrative officer. CAO Kim Wingrove announced she's stepping down in May.
The profound honor it's been to serve everyone in Grey County, to work with the team that I have, and to learn from and work with each one of you.
The county says in nearly a decade on the job, Wingrove led Grey County through the renovation and expansion of its administration building, the Rockwood Terrace Long-Term Care Home Redevelopment Project, the formation of supportive outreach services and growth of community paramedicine programs, as well as the expansion of emergency housing supports. Council has appointed Deputy CAO Randy Scherzer as the permanent role of CAO beginning May 2nd. A new Comic-Con is coming to the Owen Sound Legion this weekend. Pop Culture Canada Senior Event Coordinator David Wildstar says the event tomorrow at the Legion will include all things comic book, video games, toys, sports cards, jewelry, and more from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
We work with a number of different celebrities. We're bringing in Patricia Patz, who played Peppermint Patty, the voice actress for Peppermint Patty on the Charlie Brown cartoons.
Wildstar says the event will also be collecting non-perishable food donations for the food bank. More details on the ticketed event can be found on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. In sports, a key matchup for the Owen Sound Attack tonight. They're on the road to face the Guelph Storm as the battle for the final two playoff spots continues to unfold in the OHL's Western Conference. Owen Sound is currently 1 point up on the Sioux Greyhounds for the final playoff spot and one back of 7th place Sarnia. That's a 7:07 start between the Attack and Storm. You can hear it all live on Kia of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. In Ontario Elite Hockey League playoffs, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks will look to stay alive in their Paxton Trophy semifinal against the Ripley Wolves, and it's Game 3 of the A Championship Series in Durham between the Thundercats and the Milverton Four-Wheel Drives. In the NHL, 6 games, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Calgary are all in action. Next up for the Toronto Maple Leafs is a home game against the Ottawa Senators tomorrow. And in the NBA, the Raptors take on the Utah Jazz. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast: a few clouds tonight, 30-kilometer wind gusts, a low around 10 degrees, increasing cloudiness early Saturday morning with a 60% chance of morning showers and a risk of a thunderstorm, 70-kilometer wind gusts, a high of 18, showers on Sunday, and a high of 10. Right now it's 14 degrees in Tobermory, 10 in Durham, and it is 15 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack, now you're up to date.